It's hard to advocate for a situation you know little or nothing about. Together, we can work to fix that. Welcome to today's Families Matter message on 1420 KJCK and 107.9 FM. I'm Deb Andrus, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with Gary County K-State Research and Extension. Did you know that Kansas is ranked in the last place out of 51 in the State of Mental Health in America 2023 report? This report, generated annually by Mental Health America, uses 15 different indicators to rank states' mental health from best to worst. These indicators range from the number of adults with any mental issues to the number of youth who've experienced at least one major depressive episode in the past year. In 2022, this same organization's report had Kansas ranked as 41. Kansas dropped 10 places in a single year. While the topic of suicide can be painful and scary, ignoring that we have a problem will not help the situation. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, reminds us that it's okay to talk about suicide, and awareness is key. It's important that each of us learn more about this challenging and prevalent mental health situation. NAMI reports that there are several high-risk populations for suicide. 79% of all people who die by suicide are male. Although more women than men attempt suicide, men are 4 times more likely to die by suicide. Lesbian, gay, and bisexual youth are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than straight youth, making this population high risk. NAMI also reports that suicide is the second leading cause of death among people aged 10 to 14 and the third leading cause of death among those aged 15 to 24. So how can you help? Start by becoming aware of the risk factors for suicide. These include prolonged stress, a recent tragedy or loss, access to firearms, substance misuse or overuse, as drugs and alcohol can result in mental highs and lows that exacerbate suicidal thoughts, and intoxication. More than 1 in 3 people who die by suicide are found to be under the influence of alcohol. It's important that we pay close attention to any comments made by friends or family members who mention suicide and to be aware of the risk factors for suicide. If you or someone you know is struggling or in crisis, help is available. You can call or text 988 to reach the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This has been Families Matter on 107.9 FM and 1420 KJCK. I'm Deb Andrus, wishing you and your family the best life has to offer.